The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution, but let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No. The president, I could speak for the president, and he said he would not pardon his son, and I'm just going to leave it there.
Second one, would the president pardon or commute his son if he's convicted?
So I've answered this question before. It was asked of me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I was very clear, and I said no.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
Why doesn't President Biden just pardon him?
President, I've been very clear. The president's not going to pardon him.
Again, you've also said several times that the president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
And I wouldn't pardon my son. One side, Democrats and Joe Biden protecting the justice system. And on the other, Republicans and Trump protecting Trump.
A current president of the United States has so much respect for the law that he has said he would not pardon his son. I mean, what, you know, again, it's all about the contrast.
And this week, of course, Hunter Biden was found guilty. And Joe Biden has very clearly said he would not pardon his son. He would not commute his sentence. How stark is this difference? I mean, how can Republicans keep making this argument now that Joe Biden has really put it out there?
Well, Democrats stand for the rule of law. Remember, law and order. And we've been saying that Trump's not above the law. Hunter Biden's not above the law. No one is above the law. And it is amazing to see the stark contrast between how Democrats handled today and how Republicans handled this whole thing over the last couple of weeks.
I heard the president say he would accept the outcome of the case. I know no other word for that but presidential.
Mm-hmm. He even went so far as to say he wouldn't pardon his son. That's how much respect he has for the system.
Is that he does not plan to pardon or commute his son. What that really is him saying is, I don't plan to use the powers of the office, the powers of the presidency, to provide private relief for my family. In a sense, he's staking out a pretty bright line between being, as he says, a president and a dad. And that's not just an emotional expression. He's in effect saying, I don't think that I don't have a right, even if it's legal, and God knows it must be tempting, to use this power in a way that is not available to so many other Americans facing similar kinds of struggles.
He is not pardoning his son, which he could do. These are federal charges. Right. He is not doing that. He is not doing it because he is living what it means to have a rule of law in this country. Yeah. And if you want to know if he believes it, you could actually see what is happening with his own son.
And then they pardon him. That's Wiseman. That's Mueller's pit bull saying that Joe Biden, he is living what it means to live by the rule of law in this country. He's living it by not pardoning his son. And then, wouldn't you know, last night, he sends out the statement, Joe Biden does, the fake president, that he's pardoning a blanket pardon, going back to even possible crimes that he might have committed in 2014. Not just the gun charge, not just the tax evasion. That's what, 2018, 2019? But no, we got to go back to Burisma. And we've got to cover everything up. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on this good Monday morning. Hopefully you had a nice long break, as I did. I told my students this morning they looked fatter because of Thanksgiving. Just kidding. They looked just the same, but hopefully you enjoyed some nice meals and some nice rest as well. We're certainly excited to be off and running on this new week of broadcasting here at the Trumpet Daily. You can get to the live broadcast of this show at trumpetdaily.com or at the Rumble channel, rumble.com/Trumpet Daily. So the other big news over the weekend, President Trump announcing, he didn't even say, I nominate Kash Patel. He said Kash Patel will be serving as the new FBI director. I don't even think, doesn't Chris Wray have 2 years left on his contract or whatever it is they sign, his term? And I don't think he's even announced that he's going to be stepping down. I mean, most people understand that he will. But here comes President Trump saying Kash Patel. And of course, the regime media, their heads explode. I'll play the montage for you later. But you flip through his book, and you can see why. He talks about overhauling the FBI. His book from last year, Government Gangsters. This is a man who knows. He knows about the lawlessness. He knows about the corruption in the deep state. He is prepared to expose it. Not just expose it, punish it as well. And so their heads are blowing up, just like they were for Matt Gaetz, because they know what's coming. And you know what I thought? As soon as the full blanket pardon comes out last night, I thought, you know what? This is going to make it even easier for Kash to be confirmed, because it's so blatantly obvious that there's a double standard of justice. As it turns out, now we know the Biden crime family, they are above the law. Hunter is above the law. Joe Biden did this to protect himself as well. How self-serving could this be? This is the most criminal pardon in U.S. history. So obvious, covering up crimes and then not even being specific. I'll read it to you from Politico in just a second. Even Politico. What is the title? We haven't seen a pardon as sweeping as Hunter Biden's in generations. That's Politico. It just covers everything. And how convenient that it goes back to 2014. Guess what that takes us back to? Why, that would be the Dear Leader. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. He was the president at the time. Joe Biden was vice president. Hunter gets a job at Burisma and starts raking in tens of thousands of dollars per month. Can you see why? They want Kash Patel. They want his head. They want to cover up everything. That's part of all of these investigations. Sundance points this out often, that the so-called investigation is part of the cover-up. Well, isn't it interesting now that, in one sense, Hunter's lost his cover? He can't just say, I'm not going to go testify because, well, you even heard part of it there in the cold open. He can't just show up now and say, well, there's an ongoing investigation. Well, I mean, the sentence hasn't been handed down yet, so I can't really speak to that. Well, now you've got to come and speak to it. You can't very well plead the fifth, or you can't very well say there's an ongoing investigation. Can't comment. How will this backfire on the fake president, on Hunter, on the Dear Leader? How is this going? And what kind of overhaul are we talking about? Assuming Kash Patel goes through, you've got new law enforcement officials. Pam Bondi, she's the replacement for Gaetz, and now Kash Patel. Politico's article. Hunter Biden's pardon looks a lot like Richard Nixon's. Biden's grant of clemency on Sunday night, an extraordinary political act with extraordinary legal breadth, insulates his son from ever facing federal charges over any crimes he possibly could have committed over the past decade. How does he get away with this? Well, will he? Will he get away with this? A sweeping coverage of any possible crime. We knew all along that the gun charge, that there are, you see it between the lines in the pardon last night. The gun charge and then the tax evasion, that was a cover-up. That investigation brought to you by the Dear Leaders Deep State, the DOJ, Merrick Garland's DOJ. They came forward with it. And well, you heard all of the talking heads pontificating that, look, there's one standard for all. I mean, they're going after Trump. OK, but they're going after Hunter as well. Well, now we know. Now the lie has been exposed. Now we see. And I would imagine a lot of rhinos in those Senate committees, in the Senate confirmation hearings, are going to see just how transparently, blatantly biased, politically motivated all of this has been. That's no surprise to us. I mean, we've had the whole story. It's right here in America Under Attack. And we've told you, even when they installed the fake president, that the reason God allowed for that to happen was to expose the evil. We are surrounded by evildoers, as I covered with you last week, Psalm 37. And what we're witnessing is God turning the tables. How will he turn even the pardon from last night? How is he going to use that to expose even more evil? Well, listen to CNN, its initial reaction, or at least from one commentator they had on to the pardon announcement last night. Clip two.
This is a bad precedent that could be abused by later presidents and will sadly tarnish his reputation. Does this damage the justice system?
Well, I totally agree with the governor that this pardon will tarnish Joe Biden's legacy. I mean, Joe Biden, let's be clear here. He lied to us for a long time. He said categorically, I will not pardon my son. He said, I will take it off the table. And he couched it in very high-minded terminology. I respect the Justice Department. I respect the jury's verdict. Well, now he's gone back on that. I don't know how many people actually believed him. I certainly didn't. There's tape of me saying there's no way he's going to make good on this. He's absolutely going to pardon Hunter Biden.
Yeah, all along. He didn't, as this guy points out, he didn't just lie. He said, I will abide by the decision. I'm upholding the rule of law. The law applies to all of us equally. Then in the pardon last night, he says, hey, my son was unfairly targeted. This was not fair from the beginning. This was politicized. Oh, really? Really? The whole investigation, I'm talking about the gun crime and the tax evasion, that was meant to cover up the big crimes. And that would be Burisma, the slush fund in Ukraine, and the Biden crime family, and the Dear Leader. Let's just give him blanket coverage going back to 2014. How about that? All roads lead to Obama. We've pointed that out so many times before. Well, the CNN lady, she's worried about a precedent here. How do you, if Trump comes in and gives blanket pardons to all the Jan 6 protesters, what do you say? Well, that's sweeping coverage. We're familiar with that now, thanks to Joe Biden. Listen to Scott Jennings. He's the token Republican over at CNN. Clip one.
Joe Biden is leaving office making the strongest possible case for Donald Trump that anybody could possibly make it, and that's that our government and our justice system is of, by, and for the elites and nobody else. He ran to banish Trumpism from our political system in this country, and he has left it politically and now institutionally the strongest possible political force in this country. It is a complete and utter failure by the head of the Democratic Party and the President of the United States. Never again do I want to hear, oh, Donald Trump's a liar. You can't believe anything he says. Donald Trump will abuse his power. Donald Trump will only use the system to benefit himself and his family and so on and so forth. Never again. I have one question for Karen. And that is, why did he need an 11-year blanket pardon going back to 2014 when Joe Biden was the vice president? We are sitting on the biggest cover-up of who knows what crimes. And Joe Biden, amazingly, knows exactly, roughly, when it started. He knows just about when it all started. He's leaving office in complete and total disgrace. He is a liar. And there is no other way to spin this today. This has nothing to do with Trump and everything to do with the character of Joe Biden. You guys can spend all day long trying to spin this, that this is Donald Trump's fault, that this is somehow caused by Donald Trump. Oh, he's appointing the wrong people. Oh, he did it. Oh, this is the worst possible thing a president could possibly do to his party and to the country, to sit for a year and say, I will not do this. I will not do this. The rule of law is sacred. We have to respect the justice system. Juries, we have to respect juries. We have to respect the guardrails and the norms of our democracy. These people are liars. Inflation is transitory. Afghanistan, it's a success. The border is secure. Robert Hur is a liar. The videos are cheap fakes. Biden has a cold. He'll never drop out. Oh, I'll never pardon Hunter. It's all a lie. It is all a grift. Every American, except the most partisan, brain-rotted people, are going to be outraged by this today. He is going to leave off. You think 38-39% job approval is bad? Just you wait. Just you wait. He's disgraced. Disgraced today. Outrageous.
How that, I didn't listen to the rest of it, but how that woman there could possibly defend the indefensible. These people are liars. You know, I talked about how this pardon last night, how it could help Kash Patel as he moves through the Senate confirmation. But if you look at it from the other direction too, how much of this pardon, or did Joe Biden, who said he would never do it, was he responding to Donald Trump's announcement Saturday that Kash Patel's my director? He didn't even say, I nominate him. He said he will serve as FBI director. They know there's a new sheriff coming. And then what, 24 hours later, here comes the blanket coverage? Anything Hunter did from 2014 to today, yeah, he's off scot-free. They lie about everything. They cover up their crimes. God, of course, is seeing to it that they're being uncovered. We had this in the, this is from America Under Attack. I just mentioned that earlier. My father says, it is critical that we realize why God brought about an American resurgence under Donald Trump's presidency. God himself was pushing back against the Satan-inspired forces that would have blotted out the name of Israel, including spiritual Israel, God's church. It says he exposed those forces so that they could see them clearly, so that we could, sorry. It says here, during his 8 years as president, Barack Obama and the radical left operated with stunning latitude and abandon in sabotaging America as they prepared for the transition to Obama's successor. Their determination to preserve their grip on power through Hillary Clinton, her presidency, propelled them to unparalleled evils. They thought they were in power for life. Every single thing they've accused Donald Trump of is what they're doing. Look at this abuse of power. Yes, they've been telling us for 4 years what Donald Trump might do. What they're terrified of is what Donald Trump did on Saturday. Put in a guy who actually upholds the law at the FBI. Put in a guy that exposes how much Chris Wray and, yes, Bill Barr, how much they covered up. Kash Patel has a chapter in his book, The Insurrection That Never Was, Made Up Domestic Terrorism. They've just made it up. They lie about everything. It says here in AUA, when Donald Trump was a presidential candidate in 2016, radical leftists targeted him ridiculed him for saying the election could be rigged, and did all they could with the collusion of a biased media to portray him as unfit for office. But they did much more. They committed serious crimes. The extent of their lawless activity took time to be uncovered, and surely some of it has yet to be fully exposed. That's an America under attack. And my father has said further that he allowed the election to be rigged last time around in order for God to expose more of it. All that this does is expose the Biden crime family, the dear leader, everything Obama has done to fundamentally transform the United States, the DOJ, the FBI. It's all being exposed. This Politico piece, it says here, experts on pardons said they could think of only one other person who has received a presidential pardon so sweeping. It refers to Nixon in the 1970s. And then it quotes this expert, I have never seen language like this in a pardon document that purports to pardon offenses that have not apparently even been charged. Who gets away with this? Answer, the Biden crime family. For how long? Well, we don't know the answer to that just yet. How will this backfire? You wonder. You wonder. I mean, if he gets a subpoena and he doesn't go before the congressional committee, put him in jail like you did Steve Bannon, like you did Navarro. I mean, the precedent's been set in a lot of ways. If Trump just did everything they're doing at the moment, well, you would see cockroaches scurrying away as fast as possible from the swamp, from the deep state. We're going to see mass resignations. There's probably all kinds of paper shredding that's going on. Problem is in this internet age, it's very difficult to scrub the past. It's very difficult to cover up your crimes forever. You can sit on, you know, Epstein's black book. You can sit on Hunter's laptop. In some cases, you can do it for years. And that's exactly what Bill Barr and Chris Wray and all of them have done. Merrick Garland. They've been covering up crimes. Just what they investigate, who they investigate, tells you all that you need to know. And then they come forward with these bogus charges. They wanted to get Hunter off even in court with a plea bargain. And the judge had enough sense to say, I can't just give him blanket immunity. And so the DOJ reluctantly goes forward, and then he's to be charged here in December. I mean, the same charges to any ordinary Joe. You're going to prison for 10, 20 years, but not Dear Hunter. But the thing of it is, even that investigation into the gun charge, the tax evasion, even that was a cover-up. Even that was meant to cover up not just the Biden crime family's crimes, but it was also a means to give the convictions of Donald Trump, the subpoenas of Donald Trump, or the all of the felony charges, it was to give them justification. Look, we went after Hunter on the $1.8 million tax evasion. Well, how about if you dig a little bit deeper? How come he was making so much money? I mean, a $1.8 million tax bill, you're drawing some serious cash. And if you're doing that during the Dear Leader's years, well, that raises a lot of questions. You know what else this shows, this pardon? It shows how weak and spineless Republicans in Congress have been. I mean, Jim Comer and them, they kicked up a little dust here and there. But here, the Biden crime family, I mean, they can just defy a congressional investigation. If Chris Wray's not going to do it, and Republicans finally get a majority, I mean, do something that has some teeth. As it is, you get a few sound bites here and there. But now you see, I mean, now the game is out there for everyone to see. We're going to give him not only a pardon for the gun and for the tax evasion. We're just going to take it back to 2004. I mean, that's when the Biden crime family really started raking in tens of millions from the CCP, from Russia. Yes, that's right. Russia, Russia, Russia. From Ukraine. They're trying to cover it all up. But in doing so, they're exposing themselves. I have never seen language like this in a pardon document that purports to pardon offenses that have not apparently even been charged. This is from a woman who served 7 years as a U.S. pardon attorney, a Justice Department position devoted to assisting the president on clemency issues. Did the DOJ provide assistance to Biden for this pardon? You know, Merrick Garland's DOJ? What kind of advice did they give? Well, what did the Bidens talk about over the Thanksgiving break? What did, you know, is Hunter producing a tell-all book at some point? They're all serving the self. They're all trying to protect themselves. Even the broadest Trump pardons were specific as to what was being pardoned. And he said that even recently about January 6th. I'm going to look at it case by case by case. And there's a lot of Jan 6ers that are upset about that. Because they, like Kash Patel suggests in his book, they think that the whole thing was a setup. That the whole so-called insurrection was a fraud from the beginning. They believe they were entrapped. I mean, even the ones that went in and did commit vandalism. It says, so rather than merely pardoning his son for the gun crimes for which he was convicted and the tax crimes for which he pleaded guilty, the president's pardon covers all offenses against the United States which he has committed or may have committed or taken part in from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024. 11 years! 11 years of blanket coverage! Taking you all the way back to the dear leader. It says the starting date, January 1. This is Politico. Keep this in mind. This is Politico. This is not conservative treehouse. This is not, who's the commentator on Fox News all the time, exposing a lot of the corruption in the Biden crime family. It's Politico. This is significant, the beginning of this blanket pardon, January 1, 2014, because Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian gas company, in April of 2014. There you go. So everything he did with Burisma, all the dealings he had in Ukraine, the tens of millions that came rolling into the Biden crime family accounts, something like nine of them, nieces, nephews, brother, oh, the whole gang. That's right. He thinks he's pardoning himself. He thinks he's pardoning his brother by pardoning Hunter. We'll see. CNN, by the way, this is from earlier today. A majority of Americans believe Joe Biden, as vice president, was involved with his son's business dealings. Well, you heard Matt Gaetz talk about the shakedown. He just, before Chris Ray, he was just reciting a transcript of a phone call. I'm here with my father. So we're expecting you to respond to this. And did I mention that I'm here with my father? Chris Ray didn't like that. He's the FBI director. I'm not going to speculate about what he meant. And Gaetz said, sounds like a shakedown, Mr. Director, don't you think? It says here, Trump will not be able to undo the pardon when he takes office, and its sweeping nature means the Trump Justice Department will not be able to reopen the long-running criminal probe of the president's son, according to Sam Morrison. It says, like Love, Morrison said that the only comparable broad pardon that he could think of was the one that went to Nixon. It is an extraordinarily broad grant. That just happened last night. We've got quite a few news items to roll through here at the start of this new week. Miranda Devine over at the New York Post. We always knew Joe Biden would pardon troubled son Hunter. Fitting the president would break another promise. It's fitting that the president would break yet another promise to the American people. You heard Scott Jennings list them all off. They lie about everything. They lie as a matter of routine. Devine says here, we always knew Joe Biden would pardon his troubled son, no matter how many times he promised he wouldn't. So it's fitting that one of the final acts of this mendacious president before leaving office was to break yet another promise to the American people. She mentions the full and unconditional pardon, going back 11 years almost. The person who corrupted the legal system in this country is Joe Biden. Well, there's a person behind him, the puppet master, who's largely responsible. But the Biden crime family certainly have fulfilled a nefarious role in all of this corruption and evil, for sure. He weaponized it against his political nemesis, Donald Trump, and Trump's supporters. Trump is the victim of unjust prosecution, not Hunter. But the American people understand that, as they proved on Election Day, when they elected Trump in a landslide, despite the lawfare, they understand. They know the truth. That's why the news of Hunter's pardon is the least surprising news of the decade. Nobody believes the word of a Biden. Nobody believes them. The inflation, it's going to last a month or two. The border, it's secure. The crime doesn't exist. Chris Wray told us. Crime is down. You see why they don't want Cash Patel coming into the agency? You listen to what Patel, this was on an exchange that he had with Glenn Beck. I don't know the date of when this happened, but listen to Cash Patel with Glenn Beck, clip 9.
Who has Jeffrey Epstein's
Black book. FBI. And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book. And not just that. On day one, roll out all of the text message and communications we were told were deleted. On day one, play the rest of the video of the pipe bomber. One of the reforms I talk about in Government Gangsters is you need a central node to be continuously declassifying. This is another thing they do. They overclassify. And I'm telling you, as a former number two in the IC, they overclassify 50% of the stuff there to protect the deep state. Oh, no, you can't see that. Nothing to see here. Gina was a master at it, of doing it. And we still haven't seen half of the Russiagate report that we wrote. Still under lock and key on how the ICA was originally constructed. We put 10,000 man hours against John Brennan's team that did it. And we found out why they came up with their bogus conclusions. But we couldn't sell it to the world because we couldn't talk about it. And the government gangsters came in and buried it.
They are masters at covering up their own crimes. The government gangsters came in and buried it. In that September issue, I've noted it a few times. This is in the Trumpet magazine. If you don't have a subscription, that we offer that without cost or obligation. America Under Attack, no cost. Just call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. My father wrote back in the September issue. He said, based on Bible prophecy, I said Donald Trump would return. Why, I still believe Donald Trump is coming back was the first article I wrote after Joe Biden's inauguration. I've held firm to this forecast, even as Mr. Trump has been attacked, vilified, accused, raided, and convicted. Cash Patel, in his book, says that raid on Mar-a-Lago a couple years ago, that was a tipping point. So much has been exposed. My father says here, and because Joe Biden has been in the White House, the evil of that satanic attack on America has been exposed to a much greater degree. It goes much deeper than any of us had realized, and God is making sure it is exposed and made plain. God's making sure of it. like we've been saying, some way, if not just with public opinion alone, but somehow, some way, this pardon is going to backfire. As the true extent of the Biden crime family's crimes are fully exposed. The Washington Post says about Kash Patel, a dangerous and unqualified choice for the FBI. He's dangerous. And these are the same people that look at Hunter's pardon and think, he deserves it. He's a loving father. He's been clean and sober for 5.5 years. Well, the pictures don't exactly make it seem like that, but okay, we'll play along. What about the crimes, though? They raided Donald Trump's house over some documents, documents that Biden himself helped himself to over the years. Well, not the same documents, but he just took whatever he wanted. His son's traveling the world, sitting on the board at Burisma, raking in millions. Wire transfers, all these shell companies. You know, it's been described before on this show. President-elect Donald Trump's choice of uber-loyalist Kash Patel. As if Merrick Garland and Chris Wray are not uber-loyalist to the dear leader and the deep state. Mr. Director, can I read this transcript of the phone call? This is between Hunter and one of his associates, or one of his business dealings overseas, and the big guys mentioned twice. Well, I'm not going to speculate on what was going on there. Not, you're not interested? Well, we'll get him on the gun charge if we have to. Okay, think about that charge, by the way. He goes out, fills out this application for a firearm, says that he's not a crack addict, and he is a crack addict. So they get Hunter for that, and then they want to quietly disappear that case through a plea bargain. A judge doesn't let it happen. It goes to trial. He's to be sentenced in December this month. Joe Biden, all along, not going to pardon him. I trust the justice system. No one's above the law. And then last night, can't make this up. It says here, yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. That's quoting from Patel. You can see why they're nervous, even at the Washington Post. How do they get away with so much propaganda? Listen to them as they go on about, look at the respect that the Bidens have for the rule of law. He won't even pardon his own son. He won't do it. What a contrast between him and Trump. Trump uses the deep state, or rather the DOJ and the FBI, to save his own skin. No, Trump's not in power. You're raiding his home in Mar-a-Lago. You're bringing forward all these bogus charges. You're trying to destroy him through lawfare. All of these cases. My father has said, God's intervening not just to expose this obvious corruption. This is Banana Republic stuff. This is third world dictatorship type activity. God has intervened to protect Donald Trump as well. And you saw it in the most obvious way on July 13th to protect him from an assassin's bullet. But God has protected him from the lawfare, from all of this, the bogus impeachments. Patel has a chapter in his book about that as well. Look at how they have weaponized every agency. They've weaponized Congress. Their mission is to destroy Donald Trump and all things Trump. It says here, well, after it quotes Patel, we're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure it out. And then the Washington Post, after quoting Cash, says, this is not normal. This is not normal for the Department of Justice to come after you politically. Hello, open your eyes. They're blind to the truth. Willful blindness They all lie. Just like Jennings said. They lie about everything. The Washington Post said, well, let me just play the talking heads as their minds explode over the announcement that Trump made this past weekend. Clip six.
First of all, I want to get to the nomination of Kash Patel. It's causing, as you would predict, of course, palpitations among many Democrats.
It's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI. Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job.
He has indeed, as you note, no qualifications.
It's certainly not because he's an expert. It's not even because he's an ideologue.
Kash Patel's only qualification is because he agrees with Donald Trump that the Department of Justice should serve to punish, lock up, and intimidate Donald Trump's political opponents.
The most dangerous nominee that we've seen yet to our democracy.
Perceived by many to be deeply dangerous.
It's not even like a matter for debate.
No, not Kash Patel.
I will vote no, and I will organize not just my colleagues, but the American public to understand what's happening here.
What does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI? To disrupt, to dismantle, to distract, and to possibly use it as a tool for the president's political agenda.
The Department of Justice is going to serve Donald Trump's political interests.
We would like to ensure that the FBI remains an independent institution insulated from politics.
And Kash Patel was a key player inside the Trump White House, pushing for and orchestrating the coup attempt in 2020.
Kash Patel, of course, is a person who infamously said he was going to jail reporters and journalists and news people who did not go along with the 2020 election conspiracy theory.
He was willing to do anything and advance any lie in service of his attempt to overturn that last election.
An ultra-Trump loyalist who has promoted lies that the 2020 election was stolen.
Patel's one defining characteristic is that he is simply loyal to Donald Trump.
Attorney General Bill Barr confronted the White House chief of staff and said, quote, over my dead body.
Wow. Can you believe it? He's unqualified. Even Bill Barr's against this. I'm sure Chris Ray's against it. The American Thinker has a piece. The Kash Patel nomination is making all the right people very nervous. Oh, yes. He's upsetting the right people, Donald Trump, by putting forward this nomination, this book right here. Someone sent me this last year when it came out. Government Gangsters. He was the one. Patel was the one that helped Devin Nunes put together that memo that exposed the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. And do you remember? I think that was, what, 2018? Do you remember how the regime, how hard they fought to try to keep that memo under wraps, covered up? There's parts of it, as Patel said in that earlier clip we played, that still haven't been released. Well, maybe sources, methods, ongoing investigation. It's a sensitive matter of national security. This is what they hide behind all the time. On day one, you heard Patel say it earlier, Trump should say, hey, the black book, this is declassified. You get everything you need to know about the Russia collusion hoax. January 6th. How many federal agents? What were they stirring up? Why were they stirring it up? It was a setup. And he knows. He knows. You flip through this book. I've only made it through a few chapters, but the first chapter, Reckless DOJ. When politics obstructs justice, then he's got a section devoted to the FBI, which concludes with overhauling the FBI. This is why they don't want him. Because they are in control of those agencies. They've been weaponized to go against Trump and his supporters. You know, even in Lee Smith's book, I didn't bring that one with me, but he wrote about, he took us back, you know, through history, going back to 9/11, and just how all of the, even the creation of some of these agencies, like the Department of Homeland Security, how that the justification for all of that, for then spying the NSA and all these agencies, Snowden exposed it. Clapper, he said, while testifying under oath, no, we're not spying on Americans. They've been spying on Americans for years and years and years. They've been lying to FISA courts for years. They've been using big tech. Lee Smith writes about how important big tech was to Barack Obama, because this is how he gets around the Fourth Amendment, where you can't just illegally search or seize an American's property or rights or privacy. They get around the Privacy Amendment by spying. And they justify it by saying, well, we're doing it to secure the nation, national security. We've got to hold on to every bit of information. Well, that information that doesn't go away thanks to the internet, there's also evidence of a lot of crime. The Biden laptop, I mean, that's like a metaphor for a lot of other crimes that even top government agents have committed, you know, wearing nice suits even. What they cover up, who they investigate, Sundance makes this point often. You see what you need to see by just looking at that. Look at all the crimes. What about the drug-related, you know, sex trafficking, to say nothing of the pay-to-play scheme? But you're going to go after Hunter on a form that he filled out when he wanted to buy a firearm? That's it? And tax evasion that you finally pull up after, what, 5 years after the fact? When does the IRS do that? When does the IRS say, you know what, I know it's $1.8 million, but let's just let that one slide? Well, they did. They tried to for years. And then they come forward, even as they're intensifying their lawfare against Trump, to say, okay, we'll get some of these smaller charges, but don't worry. We'll try to make it go away with the plea agreement. But then we can say, look, the standard of justice. I mean, the justice system is blind. There's one law for everyone. Nobody is above the law. Look how that lie has been exposed. Overhauling the FBI, and then the last section on January 6th. It says here, the insurrection that never was, and then made up domestic terrorism. And he concludes by a section titled, Fight to Win. Fight to Win. You compare some of these appointments to what was happening in 2017. Trump knows. Look at how the election steal and these 4 years of bitter affliction, look at how it has opened his eyes. This is Steve Bannon earlier today. I think Mike Davis discussing Kash Patel, his appointment. Clip 7.
Yes, 100%. He's actually the perfect person at this time for the job. Kash Patel is right out of central casting for someone who can go in and bring serious reforms to a badly broken and corrupt federal agency that has been politicized and weaponized, not only against President Trump and his top aides like you, Steve Bannon, and Peter Navarro, who they sent to the clink. This FBI went after parents for raising objections about gender chaos in schools. Christians under the FACE Act arrested Christians, including throwing a 75-year-old Christian in prison for praying at an abortion clinic. While this FBI is kneeling to BLM and giving amnesty to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. We just saw a pardon. Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, after he said before the election he wouldn't do it.
The jig is up. And so they're scurrying, as I said. Last night, Donald Trump announced that he was nominating Kash Patel to serve as FBI director. Every person in America who believes in liberty and honest government should be celebrating that announcement. MAGA certainly is celebrating it. The Obama and Biden administrations were responsible for so many pernicious policies that it's a bit hard to keep track. However, one can easily argue that the worst thing that happened during their two presidencies was that they transformed the FBI from a law enforcement agency into the police arm of the Democratic Party, which they then weaponized against ordinary Americans who hadn't broken the law, but who had opposed Democrats. This has gone on. This is bitter affliction. This is third world stuff, as I said. This is, America's been living in a police state. And we've written about it at the Trumpet magazine. My father's talked about it before. That's what it's turning into, with all the spying, prosecuting grandma, going after parents because they raise objections over the woke policies in schools. It's all been going on. It's all happened. And now Kash Patel's going to be at the helm at the FBI, assuming he goes through. But judging by the wording from the announcement Trump sent out Saturday, you wonder if he's going to do this no matter what the Senate decides through a recess appointment or whatever. It needs to be overhauled. They need to clean house. And it starts, if we're to take Kash at his word, it starts on January 20th. Listen to this exchange again from Bannon earlier today, clip 8.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like this of any of the picks so far. I think the movement is electrified. And I think the reason why is because the distortion and perversion of the rule of law in this country and law and order as a principle, dating back even further before Trump's first term, back into the Obama days. If you remember back, the history of all of this was when Eric Holder was held in criminal and civil contempt of Congress, faced no consequences. Barack Obama used executive privilege to cover up documents related to the Operation Fast and Furious scandal. And I think since then, what we've seen is a perversion of the rule of law and justice in this country.
Here again, all roads lead to the dear leader. All roads go back to Barack Obama. Yeah, even mentioned Eric Holder. How easily did he get through his Senate confirmation? Wasn't it like 74 votes? Wasn't it like 20-some Republicans joined on and said, yeah, you know, I think Eric Holder would be great over at the DOJ? He comes in, he gets away with contempt, lying to Congress, all that. The dear leader covers up all those Fast and Furious documents using executive privilege because that's just what he can do. They can do whatever they want with documents. They can when they've weaponized the agencies like the DOJ and the FBI to function as the police state arm of the regime. And that's what it's been doing for 16 years. You heard the commentator there. Yeah, really, this goes back to Obama's first term and Eric Holder. It does. He's right. And now it's all being exposed, as that American Thinker piece says. The Kash Patel nomination is making all the right people very nervous. They're right about that one. If you don't have America Under Attack, I was going to show you Government Gangsters. We don't have that to give away freely, but this one we do. And this one covers some of the same themes and topics as Kash Patel discusses in his book. This one we offer without cost or obligation. Just call our 800 number. You can see it there, 1-866-930-3024. That's all we have time for on today's show. The fastest moving hour in broadcasting, in the case of today's show, an hour without a commercial, just continuous content. That's what we're excited to do every single day, or at least every workday through the week. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We thank you for joining us on this Monday program, and we'll see you again tomorrow.